Chapter 2, The Observance of the Sabbath.
Great blessings are enfolded in the observance of the Sabbath, and God desires that the Sabbath day shall be to us a day of joy. There was joy at the institution of the Sabbath. God looked with satisfaction upon the work of his hands. All things that he had made he pronounced very good. See Genesis 1:31. Heaven and earth were filled with rejoicing. The morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Job 38, verse 7. Though sin has entered the world to mar his perfect work, God still gives to us the Sabbath as a witness that one omnipotent, infinite in goodness and mercy, created all things. Our Heavenly Father desires through the observance of the Sabbath to preserve among men a knowledge of himself. He desires that the Sabbath shall direct our minds to him as the true and living God, and that through knowing him we may have life and peace. When the Lord delivered his people Israel from Egypt and committed to them his law, he taught them that by the observance of the Sabbath they were to be distinguished from idolaters. It was this that made the distinction between those who acknowledge the sovereignty of God and those who refuse to accept him as their creator and king. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever, the Lord said. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. See Exodus 31:17-16. As the Sabbath was the sign that distinguished Israel when they came out of Egypt to enter the earthly Canaan, so it is the sign that now distinguishes God's people as they come out from the world to enter the heavenly rest. The Sabbath is a sign of the relationship existing between God and his people, a sign that they honor his law. It distinguishes between his loyal subjects and transgressors. From the pillar of cloud, Christ declared concerning the Sabbath, "Verily my Sabbaths shall ye keep." For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Exodus 31:13. The Sabbath given to the world as the sign of God as the Creator is also the sign of him as the Sanctifier. The power that created all things is the power that recreates the soul in his own likeness. To those who keep holy the Sabbath day, it is the sign of sanctification. True sanctification is harmony with God, oneness with him in character. It is received through obedience to those principles that are the transcript of his character. And the Sabbath is the sign of obedience. He who from the heart obeys the fourth commandment will obey the whole law. He is sanctified through obedience. To us, as to Israel, the Sabbath is given for a perpetual covenant. To those who reverence his holy day, the Sabbath is a sign that God recognizes them as his chosen people. It is a pledge that he will fulfill to them his covenant. Every soul who accepts the sign of God's government places himself under the divine everlasting covenant. He fastens himself to the golden chain of obedience, every link of which is a promise. The fourth commandment alone of all the ten contains the seal of the great lawgiver, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Those who obey this commandment take upon themselves his name, and all the blessings it involves are theirs. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Numbers 6, verses 22-27. Through Moses was given also the promise, The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them, see Deuteronomy 28, verses 9 to 13. The psalmist, speaking by the Holy Spirit, says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. It is he that hath made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. See Psalms 95, verses 1 to 7, and Psalms 100, verse 3, Revised Version. These promises given to Israel are also for God's people today. They are the messages which the Sabbath brings to us.